Hey, bonjour, Alex. A superb day for you and Devin. 9 minutes changed everything, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Great to see you guys. 1-2, tough conditions out there. Tell us a little bit about how things went today and your strategy coming in.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. Obviously, it felt good. And the strategy was like any prologue, try to pace it a bit early on in the first K or so. And this year was I found it easier to pace it for me because it was a 3-lap race. So it was just, the race was conducted only on a 1.5-kilometer loop, so it was kind of like first lap, try to get the technique dialed in and get up to speed, and then second lap, kind of keep up that pace, and then third lap, just push really open the full throttle. So, yeah, I think I paced fairly well, and yeah, the body was able to go deep in the end, so that was good.
Yeah, really, really impressive skiing today, and the announcers were talking about how controlled you were, and you really were, in your zone. Tough conditions today. I mean, Oberhof with warm weather has had to make some changes. How was the snow and the course?
You know what, actually, I felt like the course held up better than last year. Last year, it was so soft near the end. It was really sugary, and you were skiing in deep sugar. This year, because of the rain, I think it kept it more compact. So, yeah, because it was a really shorter loop. We skied the stadium and everything 3 times for the guys, 2 times for the girls. And last year, the stadium part was so soft and sugary. And this year was a bit better, I thought. So, yeah, it was, but it was windy and, yeah, rainy. So kind of typical East German winter conditions, it seems like. But I think it was a fair day, though. Like, I don't think the course was faster early on, and I don't think when the girls were skiing, like when I warmed up, it was pretty much the same conditions as when I raced and after the race too. So I think the rain actually kept it pretty stable. So.
Interesting comments, because it was hard to know if the thought was it was getting tougher as the race kept going, and but same conditions for everybody in a way, as you're suggesting.
Well, I think so, because if you look at the result, I mean, Jespersen is definitely not a sprinter. He's really, like, even in mass starts, he struggles to kick in the end, and he was third, and he was started late. And then kind of the same with Sundby, who's, he's way more of a distance skier, and Prologue, he hasn't been that strong in Prologue in previous years, and he was sixth today. So, I don't know. I wasn't skiing at the end, but I was standing in the stadium, and it seemed like the track stayed the same, so.
Yeah, very good. So, some of the comments made are, the Prologue is a tough race to tackle for it's not a sprint, it's not a distance, but yet you and Devin really, really killed it today. And, it takes a unique skier to be able to balance that. Do you find the Prologue a challenge?
Yeah, I mean, every race is a challenge, but I think the Prologue, yeah, you really have to, the pacing, I think, is crucial, because you can't afford to give up too much time early on, but you really can't build up too much lactate early on also, because you're going to be just so dead for the end. And I feel like you got to kind of speed up throughout the whole race. So go out at one speed and just every K or every lap or every couple minutes, just like accelerate and accelerate and accelerate all the way till the end. So that's the way I try to ski Prologue, and I think it's been one of my best events, in the past. So I think it's good. I'm lucky that I can ski distance and sprint well, and Prologue is kind of right in between there. So I think it's good for me and good for Devin too.
Absolutely. So a big turnaround for Canada. Kind of, there's been sort of talk about a little bit of a lackluster start, but no question, you guys have the legs and are ready to start producing. So very exciting for everybody here, and congratulations on a superb day.
Thanks,